everyone. Welcome back to the second episode of Behind the Music, a feature podcast here at Radio Laurier, where I, your host, Abigail Heckbert, interview upcoming Canadian musicians and artists from across the country. Today's episode features Serena Sun, a talented indie pop artist from Vancouver. All of her socials and music will be linked below, so go check it out and enjoy this new episode. Bye.
My name is Serena Sun. I am an indie pop artist, songwriter, and producer based in Vancouver, Canada. And yeah, I like to write, you know, heartfelt, sad songs that get you in your feels. That's the goal.
We love that. We love those vibes here. So when did you start writing slash making your music?
Oh my goodness. Well, I started writing music when I was really young. I definitely remember writing a really terrible song about the moon and the stars when I was like 14 or something like that, or younger, honestly. And I started actually writing like songs that were structured, like pop songs and stuff that in high school. I started taking seriously about 2 years ago after going to this artist intensive camp in LA. It was actually really crazy because that was the first time I was exposed to people who were working in the industry as songwriters. And first of all, I was super oblivious to the whole songwriting world. I didn't realize there were people who specifically their jobs was to write songs. And that world intrigued me. And after learning about that, I dove like headfirst into the songwriting world and started taking it seriously.
Other than that, what inspired you kind of to make music in general?
Oh my goodness, it's such a funny story because it was actually like through one of my greatest traumas that I started making music again, because I made music as a hobby in high school and I learned to produce in high school as well and was introduced to that whole creation process before I took it seriously, obviously. So I'd always known that I enjoyed writing songs, but I didn't think that was an option for me growing up. Like, I went to college and I ended up studying communications and entrepreneurship without the thought of going into music afterwards. After a pretty hard breakup, I started rethinking what I wanted to be doing with my life. And I guess the emotions from that breakup started forming songs, and that's how I got the ball rolling. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of emotion, it seems to be what triggers a lot of really good artists to be like, you know what? I am going to take this seriously and I'm going to put my heart and soul into it, because that emotion just takes them to the place where it kind of provides extra passion, which I think is
absolutely
super
awesome.
It's like
awesome. A form of therapy, I feel like, for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. Especially I think the songwriting process would be something that, because it's kind of like your diary, but you're going to sing your diary out loud and you're like, these are the things I'm feeling. Do you relate? Yes. If so, here, I'm going to make a cool song about it.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Funny thing, you brought up diary, because I wonder if this actually helped with my songwriting process. But since I was in like the fourth grade, I've kept a journal because my grandmother told me to. And so I could literally go back to my journal from like fourth grade and just read like what I was thinking, what I was worried about. And yeah, I think that definitely helped with the story side of it. But yeah, my songs are my diary, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Are there any artists or musicians that inspire your sound currently?
Oh, yes, definitely a mix. I'd say from the songwriting side, I'm super inspired by, I mean, we all know like the giant songwriters in the industry right now, like Julia Michaels, and I absolutely love Sasha Sloan as well. And I was just listening to another podcast where Amy Allen was being interviewed, and I dove into her work and was absolutely blown away because, one, I knew all of like the songs already, so they were huge hits, but also didn't realize this one woman had her hand in all of these different songs from different artists. So I'd say that realm of songwriting is like what I'm mostly inspired by in today's music. And a lot of like older artists, like obviously the Beatles are amazing, and in high school I absolutely fell in love with the Kooks too. So yeah, honestly, I have like a lot of different musical influences to draw from, but those are some that just come to the top of my head right now.
Yeah, I think having like a diverse kind of library is a unique thing, but also I think it is really good in the fact that you get to pull from a lot of different artists and a lot of different sounds. And speaking of your writing, you sound very, very immersed in that world, which I think is awesome. Do you have like a creative process when writing a song?
Definitely changes with each song. I think it just depends on what the inspiration is that day. Like, for example, today I actually got to write one of like my favorite songs I've written in a long time, and it came about because I was listening to some music, actually Amy Allen songs, and I was just listening to the way that she writes, and I was like, wow, like I love visuals, I love the storytelling behind it. And I try my best to include a lot of like raw details in my songs too. So I grabbed my guitar, strummed a couple chords, and had a couple lyrics already written down, but nothing concrete. Like writing comes naturally sometimes. And that's like my favorite type of songwriting, when you have a few words written, you put chords down, and then it somehow becomes a song after like a half hour, and you're like, what happened just now?
Oh, that's really cool. I think the process of writing music it's so unique, and seeing it go from nothing to like something, especially something that people can relate to, is really mind-blowing. And I was actually going to ask you, what was your favorite song that you've written or like have put out kind of so far?
Yeah, I mean, they all have very different vibes, I think. I mean, I think what remains constant in my songs are like the songwriting and my voice, obviously. But the actual production and the feel behind each of the songs is pretty different. So I think they all have their place in my heart. But Panic Attacks, just because I actually produced the entire thing myself. And that was like a huge step for me, because I always like I fell into the trap of thinking like, oh, like I'm not a producer. I'm just like, you know, I songwrite and I'm an artist. But I learned how to use Ableton over the summer of quarantine. Like everybody was taking up their hobbies, I learned how to use Ableton, and I produced that song because I actually had a panic attack on a beach and I couldn't speak to some of my closest friends, and that song was my expression of how I was feeling at the moment. And so that was why it was really special to me, so I thought I should try producing it myself.
That's really awesome. Good for you to do that all by yourself. That is something that I think is so complex, so that's really cool.
Honestly, I don't think I did. You know how like there's different stages of your progress of anything? Like I'm still definitely in my earlier stages of, in my head, like production, but I think I was able to, by the grace of God, pull something off and bring it together.
Yeah.
Always trying to get better.
And as you mentioned, your songs do kind of have a different vibe, each of them. The attention to detail in your writing is so unique per each song. And I think that's what gives it its individual vibe, along with like the melody and the instruments and the actual like chords and stuff that go into it. But the attention to detail in your songwriting it's really there. Your most recent single is called What You Wanted. Could you tell us a little bit about what it was like to write and kind of what it's about in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually in my home studio right now, and it's just basically, it was meant to be a bedroom, but I brought in a piano, a couple guitars, and just like built out this space to have more where I could come to creatively. I wrote that with my partner, my boyfriend, Kevin Logan. It was on a night where he was strumming some chords on a guitar, and me and my partner have been pretty open about our past relationships from the get-go. Like, both of us came from pretty long-term relationships that didn't end up working out, and we started off as friends, and literally in one of our first one-on-one interactions, we talked about our exes just as friends. And I think from there, we've always been pretty open about that stuff, which has been a huge blessing, first of all. But yeah, so we sat down, wrote the song, and it's trying to capture the feelings you have directly following a relationship. Like, you have those lingering questions of, like, somebody that's important to you, like, what could I have done differently? Or, like, what could have been different about the situation for it to have worked out? And the conclusion, like, in the song, basically, is, like, we can't go back now, unfortunately. But, like, there were these questions that were still there. So, yeah, hopefully those who are going through a breakup can really find some peace in, you know, the next stages of their life, whether or not that's with that person.
So how did COVID, obviously the unavoidable topic that we've all gone through in the past year and a half, almost 2 years, how did COVID affect you as an artist? Did it prevent you from doing anything really cool? Or do you think it opened kind of different doors or like alleyways for you to be creative?
Yeah, so I actually love this question, because I went into COVID coming out of a master's program. So the year prior to when COVID hit, I was studying, I was in my master's in management, and it was a good program. I think I was just a little unhappy because I knew I wanted to go into music that whole year. I had signed up for the program, committed to it, then went to that LA music intensive and found my calling there, and had still had this plan to do the master's, but at the same time, I really wanted to pursue music full force. So I had like 2 feet in 2 different worlds, and I was juggling that. But when COVID hit, we were finishing the program. And so my entrance into the world as an artist, producer, songwriter full time was in COVID. So I actually haven't had a normal experience as an artist, I guess, in the real world. So it's more so I'm like, I do miss playing live shows, but this has given me the opportunity to hone in on my songwriting craft. I look back at some songs I've written and I genuinely think I've gotten significantly better in this last year. And that's through just taking time on my own, like solo or collaborating online with people from so many different cities, actually, which I actually don't know if it would have happened if COVID didn't happen. Like, I met a lot of my songwriting co-writers during this time when people were just meeting online. So I actually am super grateful for this time. I think I was also this is funny, this is a side note, but I am an ENFP on the Myers-Briggs personality scale test. I'm not entirely sure what it's called, but anyways, that's what I am. And I did a test online and it said I was 97% extroverted, and I was like, that does not sound healthy. 3% introverted should not be like a thing. So I think COVID has taught me how to enjoy time on my own, time to like grow and just be by myself. Even though, I mean, I had my partner here living with me, you know, just take time to just do my own hobbies. And so I'm actually very grateful for that, because I think if I took that test again, I would not be 97% extrovert, probably around like 75 now. I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think COVID taught a lot of people a lot of different things. I mean, I can probably write a list of things that this whole past 2 years has taught me, but interacting, especially with other artists right now, is like a whole other thing in and of itself. It's like a whole new world for artists, and not just like musicians, but like any kind of artist, for them to collaborate with people. It's a very different world and everything's completely online, but I think it's good that you like made the best of it and you're like, I need this time to reflect. And you know what? I did a really good job doing that. So take that, world.
I did my best, you know. Yeah. We can always do our best.
Yeah. So what was your favorite pre-COVID performance? I was quite curious to see what, because you're currently in Vancouver, right?
Yes, I am.
Did you perform in Vancouver or did you perform like in Toronto-ish area?
So it's funny you bring up Toronto, because I think my favorite performance was a So Far Sounds show in Toronto. Even though I have done many shows here, not many, like a handful of shows here in Vancouver, which I absolutely adored. I think what made the Toronto So Far Sounds show so special was, if you've been to a So Far Sounds concert, they're very intimate. They're held in weird places. Like, ours was held in a Burton store. It was great. We got snowboard gear all around us and there's just like this live show happening. And so the entire audience is super engaged. And I guess that's like contrasting with like a bar scene, for example. But yeah, so even during my set, my dad and my brother wouldn't stop calling me. And I had told them before, and I was like, I'm performing tonight. And they just wouldn't stop calling me. And the audience was so chill about it. I was just like, do you guys mind if I FaceTime my dad right now?
You mind if I just pick up this call?
Literally, I FaceTimed my dad and brother and was like, hey, I'm playing a show right now. Say hi to everyone. Oh. And everyone was like, hi. And it was so funny because everyone was like, that was so endearing. Like, I know you didn't plan that, but maybe you should. So I don't know.
Sprinkle that into your next show.
Yeah, I'll just FaceTime my family every time and be like, hey, guys, I'm out here.
That's cute. So are you excited to, I mean, you did kind of mention it, but are you excited to get back out there and perform? Where's like your ideal place that you would want to go?
Oh, wow. I mean, to be honest, I think even just from my last answer, I think I really do enjoy those smaller intimate gatherings where you can look people in the eye and tell the story of your songs. Not that you can't do that with a larger audience, but it's just, there's something special about just getting serenaded a group of people as if you were like around a campfire or something like that. So maybe a backyard show, maybe like something like that would be really great down the line. Like, this is just manifesting for the future, but I've always wanted to play in Coachella or Lollapalooza, you know, like one of those big festivals. So one day down the line, like if I get signed by a big label, that's where I'm headed.
Yes, let's hope for it. I'm sure that you can do that. Keep your arms open to all opportunities then.
I'll leave it up to the universe to lead me where I'm meant to be.
Exactly. And speaking of Coachella, if you could do a tour, or if you could open for any artist, who would you want to open / go on tour with? And why did you choose them?
Ooh, that is okay. That's a hard one, because I feel like there's so many people look up to and admire as artists and songwriters themselves, who I think would also be great friends. You know, I would love to open for either Sasha Sloan or Maggie Rogers. Like, I very much love their music as well as their vibe as people. I feel like they're obviously very different, but I just think I would get along with them. Putting it out there.
Yes, especially Maggie Rogers. Actually, I feel like kind of have like a similar like vibe or sound, for lack of a better word. Well, I remember listening to her first EP when it came out, like 2016-ish, and I thought she had like the most beautiful voice. Yeah, I totally could see you doing something like that in the future. To wrap up, is there any advice you would like to give to your fans or the people listening about pursuing their dreams?
Yes, definitely. I'd say, one, it is never too late. Like, if you want to make a pivot in your life, if you feel like you're called towards one thing, even though your entire life you felt like you had to do something else, like, that you have a feeling for a reason, and there's no harm in pursuing it, whether or not it's on the side at first, like, you'll just get signs along the way. You know, I truly believe that. I truly believe that there are signs that are shown to us at different points of our life. And if we're open to listening or looking for them, then we'll be led to places that feel fulfilling. And another thing is, if you are missing something in the actual creation process, you can learn it. Like, I feel like when we're young, we're told we can learn so many things. And when we get older, we get lazy. We get, you know, like bogged down by just these self images that keep you like trapped in who you think you are. But I, you know, like started producing last year. And even though I had a background in it, like just, I feel like I learned a lot in 1 year. And if you put time towards something, I think you'll be surprised by how much you'll learn. So that's my advice.
That is super. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a joy to just get to chat with you and share a little bit about my music.
Awesome.